Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome to Navigating Abundant Retirement. If you've listened to this podcast before, welcome back. And if this is your first time here, I'm really glad you found us. As we step into a new year, I want to start differently than most financial conversations do. Because the truth is, most people don't fail financially. They drift. They work hard, they save, they invest, they build businesses, careers, and reputations. And then one day, they look up and ask a question that quietly scares them. I should feel more confident than this, so why don't I? They're not broke, they're not irresponsible, they're not uneducated, they're successful. And yet something feels unsettled. That moment, that quiet tension, is where this podcast is, what this podcast is really about. For decades, retirement has been framed as a math problem. How much do you have? What's your rate of return? Will your money last? But here's what I've learned after decades working with high net worth families, business owners, executives, and independent women. The biggest retirement mistakes don't happen because the numbers were wrong. They happen because the thinking was incomplete. Traditional planning focuses on accumulation, performance, products, and projections. What is often ignored is taxes, timing, risk outside the markets, family dynamics, identity, purpose, legacy. In other words, it answers how to build money, but not how to live with it. And that gap is where anxiety lives. One of the most dangerous words in financial planning is enough, because enough is rarely defined and almost never coordinated. I've met people with $10 million portfolios who are terrified of running out of money, business owners who sold for more than they imagined and still feel stuck, retirees with safe plans that quietly bleed through taxes and inflation. Why? Because net worth is not the same as usable wealth, and wealth without coordination creates hidden risk. When someone says, "I think I have enough," what they often mean is, "I hope I made the right decisions. I'm trusting that nothing goes wrong. I don't really want to look at it too closely." Let me share a moment that shaped how I think about this. Years ago, I was sitting across the table from a very successful business owner who was starting to think seriously about what life would look like after the business. On paper, everything looked great. He had a strong balance sheet, solid investments, a trusted CPA, a longtime advisor, an attorney they respected. And yet, as we talked, he paused and said something I've never forgotten. "I don't know why, but I feel like something's missing." So we started pulling threads, not diving into products, not running projections, just asking better questions. What we uncovered wasn't dramatic, but it was dangerous. No coordinated tax strategy, a succession plan that worked on paper but failed in reality, assets titled in ways that created unnecessary exposure, and no clear plan for how wealth would actually support his life after the business. After the identity, the structure, and the day-to-day decisions were gone. He looked at me and he said, "How did all of us miss this?" And that question stayed with me, because the answer wasn't incompetence. It was fragmentation. Everyone was doing their job. No one was navigating the whole picture. That moment changed the way I see this work, because what struck me wasn't just what had been missed. It was how easily it could happen to anyone. This was a smart, capable, successful person who had done what most people are told to do: assemble a good team and trust the experts. And yet, without someone responsible for the whole, he was carrying risk he couldn't see. That's when I realized something that still guides me today. Retirement planning isn't about intelligence or effort. It's about coordination and perspective. And the higher the stakes, the more successful you've had, the more success you've had, the more critical that perspective becomes. Abundant retirement is not about stopping work. One of the biggest misconceptions about retirement is that it's an event, a date on the calendar, a last day at work, a transaction, selling a business, stepping away from a career, receiving a payout. But in reality, retirement is a transition. And transitions, whether planned or unplanned, are where people are most vulnerable. Think about it. When structure disappears, when income sources change, when identity shifts, when routines are disrupted, that's when small decisions carry big consequences. That's why abundant retirement isn't something you arrive at. It's something you navigate through. And navigation requires awareness of where you are, clarity about where you're going, and the ability to adjust when conditions change. It's not about hitting a number. And it's not about outperforming an index. Abundance means clarity instead of confusion, confidence instead of hope, intentionality instead of drift. It means your wealth is aligned with your lifestyle, your values, your family, and your legacy. It means you understand where your income comes from. You know how taxes impact every decision. You've identified risk beyond the markets. You've thought through what happens if life doesn't go as planned. And most importantly, it means your money is working for your life and not the other way around. Here's another important distinction. Most people say they want certainty in retirement, but certainty is an illusion. Markets change, tax laws change, health changes, families change. What actually creates peace of mind is confidence. Confidence comes from knowing you've considered multiple outcomes. You understand your trade-offs. You know who's responsible for seeing the full picture. Confidence doesn't mean nothing will go wrong. It means that when something does change, you're not reacting, you're responding. And that's the difference between drifting and navigating. Here's something most people don't expect. Success increases complexity. More accounts, more advisors, more strategies, more opinions, and paradoxically, more confusion. I often say this, the more successful you become, the more dangerous siloed advice becomes. Your CPA looks at taxes, your attorney looks at documents, your advisor looks at investments, and your insurance professional looks at risk. But no one is responsible for coordination. That's where navigation comes in. Navigation isn't about predicting the future. It's about seeing what others can't, because they're only looking at one piece. Navigating abundant retirement exists because too many people reach the finish line and realize no one helped them think through what comes next. In this podcast, we talk about turning wealth into sustainable income, minimizing taxes across a lifetime, not just a year, managing risk you can't see on a statement, preparing families, not just the portfolios, aligning money with meaning. Some of you are approaching retirement or recently retired, coming off a liquidity event, or stepping into financial leadership for the first time. Wherever you are, this podcast is designed to help you navigate the after with clarity and confidence. As we begin 2026, we'll be exploring topics like the invisible risks of having enough, why income matters more than net worth, the tax traps that quietly erode retirement, family and legacy planning beyond documents, purpose and identity after career or business transitions. These aren't theoretical conversations. They're real-world patterns I see every day. If you've ever felt like you've done everything right but still feel uncertain, you want clarity, not more products, you're ready to move from success to significance, then you're in the right place. This is Navigating Abundant Retirement. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and my role is simple, to help you navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.